WEOL.
I'd vote for you. You have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks.
On this election day, lots of reasons to get out and vote. We have 55.
Absolutely. Time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. Speaking of power, the power came back.
Here's Jared Allen, top of the key, finds Mobley underneath. Evan in heavy traffic, looking for somebody. Hooked it, missed it. Rebound, Allen popped it home. Timeout, Golden State. Jared Allen saved the day. Evan Mobley had nowhere to go, and Jared Allen with the follow on the miss.
That was good to see Jared back. In fact, kind of sort of a full slate of Cavs players on the floor the other night.
Absolutely. The full complement, the original projected starting five. And it started to come together, actually, Bruce, in the second half of the Indiana game after they had that huge deficit to overcome. They started playing well and actually took the lead and then saw it get away from them. But it continued in the game against Golden State. So this is the lineup that JB anticipated, and obviously Kobe and Mike Gansey when they went out and made the offseason moves. And not only is it's a very nice starting five, but it also really strengthens the bench.
That's absolutely right. And you get to see more of some of those players that we acquired on the offseason kind of fit into their roles, as it were. You mentioned Indiana. Okay, that was the first one for this play-in tournament. What was that like with the uniforms and the floor and that whole atmosphere that they created for this event this year?
Well, after my eye sockets stopped burning from that floor in Indiana, I think it's going to be interesting. Now, the only thing that I wish, and again, you know, there was a million things that went into putting this together. And as Evan Wash said from the league office when we had him on Cavs HQ, it's been in the works for years. I wish it was a little more condensed. We don't play our next in-season tournament game until November 17th. But there was definitely a different flavor to it. There's no doubt about it. And it was a tough loss for the Cavs in their group. Because now they're 0-1 in the group, and you only have three more games to play within your group or your pod, as they call it. But I think it'll be interesting, and we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, not a huge fan of the floors that were on display for the first night of in-season tournament stuff. Wow, some of that was just, it hurt the eyes.
Well, I know that a lot of times prior to the event, you'll take a photo and post it on social media with you and Jim up there, and you see the floor and ready to play some Cavaliers basketball. But I had to do a double take when I saw it. I knew that they were going to change something, but I didn't know how much they were going to change it, right?
I will say, I mentioned that next in-season tournament game for the Cavs is November 17th, and it's at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Now, the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in-season tournament floor is sharp, and they really didn't, it's not wine color, it has a little bit of a gold color to it, but at least that still blends with a normal hardwood floor. Yeah, it's not one of these primary colors that the other folks went with. My goodness.
Well, it's just a new way for them to try things out. And, you know, there's the marketing people or maybe the floor painting people or somebody who are trying to make a good design. But, again, you talk about the in-season tournament next. It's on Fridays and Tuesdays throughout the month of November. You're off today, but you're off to travel on a road trip. What could we expect on this West Coast swing coming up for the Cavaliers?
Yeah, I'm off to Oklahoma City. We'll fly out this afternoon. It's going to be a tough road trip. Oklahoma City, they beat the Cavs and the Cavs' home opener a couple of weeks ago, and a young, dynamic team in the Western Conference, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Chet Holmgren, the outstanding rookie. He was a first-round pick last year but didn't play with a fractured foot. So a tough way to open it, OKC tomorrow night. And then we see Golden State again, our two games with Golden State this year within less than a week. We'll see the Warriors on Saturday night out in Golden State, and then a pretty quick turnaround, Sacramento on Monday, and then a week from tomorrow out in Portland. So we'll be on the road for quite a jaunt and some tough opponents. But I think the Cavs, They got a sense of where they're going now, as I mentioned, with that second half of the Indiana game and the Golden State game. And except for Ty Jerome, backup guard with that sprained ankle, everybody seems to be healthy. So we're going to see what the Cavs, as I mentioned earlier, had in their visions throughout the offseason here in the next week and as we build into the game or into the schedule.
So look forward to that. Well, we'll work our schedule out next week. I don't want to call you at 5 a.m., whatever time you are out in the La La Land out there in Sacramento or whatever, but we'll work something out for next week's report for sure. I know that.
Yeah, it'll be like an episode of Portlandia. I'll be in Portland next Wednesday, so we'll – yeah, you'll have to roust me next Wednesday morning.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Hopefully we'll be talking about a nice little win streak for the Cavaliers as they head out on the road again, Oklahoma City tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip. We'll have the pregame beginning at 7:30 with Tim Alcorn along with Jim and Challenge. Tim, thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk with you next week then.
Always appreciated, Bruce. Thanks.
Thanks, sir. Talk with Tim Alcorn brought to you by Tuffy Auto Service Center.